brought to you by Penguin.
England by John Lewis Stemple. Read by Joseph Kloska. Introduction. This is my swan song, by which I mean my last full-size book on nature, note the majuscule N. I wanted to say something, beginning with the wildlife in 2010, and with this book I have found my last word. That something was an exaltation of the remaining traditional English countryside, such as hay meadows, meadowland, and ponds, still water, with a plea for connectedness with nature. Very quickly, the imperative in my book switched from what nature can do for us to what we can do for nature. A running theme with variations has been the necessity of exploring the means, the manners by which humans and nature can coexist in these crowded aisles. The running hare and the wood are records of experiments in small-scale retro-farming and, simultaneously, the restoration of nature in a landscape deadened by industrialized agriculture. And in every book I learnt, relearnt, the humility of equality. We humans vaunt ourselves as Homo sapiens sapiens, doubly wise humans, but we are not so different from the fox, the rabbit, the sheep. All the mentioned books are set in a farmland corner of England, southwest Herefordshire, where England runs into Wales. They are close studies of nature and place, which is a very English style of nature writing, beginning with the Reverend Gilbert White in Selborne in the 18th century. Actually, nature writing is very English. As a genre, it's a poor, thin thing in continental Europe. But then, one day, sitting in the queue for passport control at Dover, I happened to flick through those odd wasteland pages at the back of the passport. They were scenes of quintessentially British habitats, English especially, outside my familiar farmland. Moor, lake, park, coast, and so forth. I realised in that moment I wanted to know those places, really know them, the animals that lived there, the way twilight settled there, the feel of the wind on my face in midwinter, their particular scent. Almost by definition, agriculture, my day job, prohibits extended periods away from the farm, so immersing myself for months at a time in each habitat was impossible. The alternative has been time grabbed over years, the hour here, the day there, and the drawing on memory, the steady accretion of knowledge, in the way an oak in the wood gathers lichen and moss, the rock on the coast becomes barnacle-studded. Minutes stolen on the Thames estuary, between visits to family and book research, aggregated into months. There is a very simple test for knowing a place, the recognition of a particular individual bird, animal, the particularly cheery rock pipit on the wintry Cornish coast, that fallow deer at Richmond Park with the burst of snowflake blotches on its haunch, and the estuarine bank where the sea aster mining bees nest. I wanted not to observe from outside, but to be a part of the scene. There is more, of course. Sometimes I wondered particularly about iconic English fauna and flora, red deer, beech trees, although generally, under the influence of the Victorian naturalist W.H. Hudson, I have simply wandered these English habitats in a personal recording of what was encountered with eyes, ears, nose wide open, without discrimination. The stoop of a peregrine can achieve a spectacular 242 miles per hour, making it the fastest of all living things. But is this less marvellous than the ability of the fat wood pigeon down Church Lane to produce for its brood milk similar to mammalian milk? Everything in nature is worthy of admiration. I have sought, like Hudson, to be a traveller in small things, and assess, too, the state of natural England in my time, the duty of all practitioners of nature writing. And it is no spoiler to say I begin this book where the old Thames estuary does flow, amid refineries and sewage works, and end it on the tourist-besotted Cornish coast, and the both of them carried on their flow, a buoy of hope. And the things I have seen in between these places. I should declare my influences, the cultural goods I carry. They are the works of the Reverend White, John Clare, W.H. Hudson, Richard Jefferies, Edward Thomas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?